This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Going through a stroke is a difficult experience no matter what age you are. We're about to chat with an incredible young woman, Emma G, at 24 years of age. She went through a stroke. Not only has she turned that experience into an encouraging and inspiring story for others, working as an inspirational speaker, she's also just released her new book, Reinventing Emma, going through, sort of detailing everything that she went through, how she recovered. Good morning, Emma. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
This is incredible. So tell us what your life was like at 24, because I imagine you'd be active, you'd be working, and you'd be, you know, kind of just living an everyday life.
Yeah, I was working full-time as an occupational therapist in Melbourne, and I had a very active lifestyle. I was ranching with friends. I was playing netball, running, and I'd recently run a half marathon. So life for me was going really well and really to plan.
Was there anything that gave you an indication that you might be about to go through a stroke?
Yeah, I had a few warning symptoms. I was a bit gumpy. I had left-sided pain, paralysis. So I felt a bit weaker on my left side, but I really put that to as a result of perhaps I was tired or I needed to improve my core stability, or, you know, I was young, so I didn't have any insurance or anything. I worked with stroke survivors, and a stroke would definitely not happen to me, and that was my view. Strokes didn't happen to the therapist or to the patient.
Because normally people wouldn't think that strokes are something that happen in young people. Do you know how many young people do experience strokes in Australia?
Yeah, there's 30% of people who survive a stroke are under the working age of 65. One in five people are, I think, under one in six people in Australia will have a stroke in their lifetime, and unfortunately one in five of those are people under the age of 65. I have a strong connection with stroke kids, and strokes having strokes in utero, or even when they're an hour old, kids who I had 24 years having a kind of normal life, and, you know, that's all I know. So, yeah, it's our society thinks it's an old person's disease, but unfortunately it is quite common and is becoming more prevalent in Australia.
And amazingly, you've come out the other side of that and you've written this book, Reinventing Emma, sharing some of the story, obviously going into the hospital experience and then your recovery. What are some of the encouragements that you're giving to people that helped you get through that experience?
Yes, I think two main things I wrote, Reinventing Emma. I think firstly, as a health professional, really the importance of sharing that inside of being a patient and therapist to empower other carers, both health professionals and those supporting anyone going through a difficulty like having a stroke, a crying injury. So just drawing on certain attributes that I think are really important for those people to adopt in that process to make it a bit easier. But also I think more largely, I think the book really focusing on resilience, and when things don't go right, how we can sort of plan things and, you know, go a different way but still live a really incredible life.
It's incredible, Emma. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. If anyone does want more information, where should they go?
So my website at www.emma4-g.com. You can purchase it from my website, or you can also any good bookshops.
Well, Emma, again, thank you so much, and all the best with the launch. And again, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Great, thank you.